Hi, I'm James Wedmore, host of the Mind Your Business podcast, and I've built an eight-figure-a-year company selling digital products around my knowledge and expertise. In fact, this is what I've been doing in multiple niches for the past 15 years. And if you've ever wanted to do the same, or maybe you're trying, but you can't seem to get any traction, here's how I can help. As you can guess, you need an audience if you want to sell your stuff, right? But what if I told you that you don't need a big audience? You don't need millions of followers to get started. In fact, we see that it's with just your first 100 leads where you really start getting some momentum. I mean, think about it. Imagine that you're on the stage of a room filled with just 100 people in that audience right now. That's a lot of people. You don't think that a few of them would walk up to you after your talk and ask, "Hey, how can I keep working with you?" Of course they would. And that's why I created Your First 100 Leads. It's a 14-video step-by-step training mini course that walks you through exactly how to get your first 100 leads fast. And the feedback and results from this free program have been amazing. Diane Shepherd said, "This is one of the best trainings I've ever taken." Jake Curry said, "We have had 753 people sign up for this free training. Are you kidding me?" Dan Netting said, "I'm currently going through the First 100 Leads training, and James, I gotta say, it's brilliant. This training is A to Z complete, and the best part is it's absolutely free." To register, simply click the link in the show notes of this episode. Thanks so much, and I'll see you there.
Hey, and welcome to the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I'm Serena Shoup. I am a CPA and mom of three, and I'm running a virtual bookkeeping business mostly from my home. You're in the right place if you're a bookkeeper, accountant, or an accounting student, and you know that your purpose is bigger than sitting in a cubicle. If you're ready to learn some actionable tips and strategies to help you start and grow a bookkeeping or accounting business, I hope you stick around.
Welcome back to another leadership episode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I am your host today, Mariah Ayer, leadership coach and director of operations inside the Ambitious Bookkeeper brand. As always, thank you for joining me today. I do value your time and I enjoy spending it with you. And I hope that you gain value from these leadership episodes. If you gain value, please feel free to leave us a review and reach out to us also and let us know what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and any feedback you have. We really love hearing from you. And of course, we value your feedback. The questions I hope to help you answer today as we take a peek inside the leadership blueprint is, should I hire? And if so, where in the world do I start? I'm going to provide you actionable tips to set yourself up for hiring successfully. But first, let's start with the pre-step. The pre-step is to determine if, in fact, you will even hire. Now, this is something you and only you can determine what is best for you and your firm. So I have 7 questions that you can ask yourself to help you discover if hiring is a fit for you. Now, be real and honest about the answers, and remember, there is no right or wrong answer. These are your dreams you are making come true, not anybody else's. So you get to decide. You're the driver. Step 1. What are your goals? Do these align with staying solo, or will you need to hire to accomplish them? If you're not sure what your goals are, you need to get very clear on those first. There is a leadership episode I did that talked about dreams and goals, so you can go back and listen to that episode. It's Thinker, Dreamer, Doer, and we'll also link that in the show notes for you. So start there if you're not sure. Step 2, what impact do you want to make? Revisit your mission, vision, and values. And once again, if you have not crafted your mission, vision, and values, there are several episodes that we have recorded to support you in crafting those, and we'll link those in the show notes as well. I highly encourage you, if you decide to hire, do not do so until you have crafted your mission, your vision, and your values. Those are a very pivotal foundational piece for moving forward in hiring. Step 3. What role do you want to have in your firm? Step 4, how big do you want your firm to grow? You got to ask yourself, can this be done solely by you? Step five. Question five, actually. These aren't steps. I'm used to giving you guys actionable steps, but these are questions that you need to answer, okay? Question five. Do you want to take on more clients? And a sub question to that is, can you handle more on your own? Question six, do you want to offer additional services? And the sub question to that one is, can you add additional services on your own? Question seven, how much time do you want to spend in your firm? You got to ask yourself too with this one, is this feasible plus accomplishing your goals? Only you can answer those. These are your dreams, your goals, your visions, and your firm. So you get to decide. You get to call the shots here. If you decide hiring is for you, I'm going to give you the top seven steps to set yourself up for hiring successfully. Step one, set a goal for when you would like to hire. And you've got to start looking well before you are in need of your new hire. The most important tip I'm going to give you about hiring is do not, let me emphasize, do not hire out of desperation. I want to make sure that you heard me. Don't hire out of desperation. All right, I think you've got it. Because it typically does not have a great outcome. The second tip I'm going to give you is there are specific successful tips to hiring. So if you need support in this area, get the support you need. Hiring is too valuable of an investment to just wing it. And yeah, I said investment. Hiring is an investment of your time, your energy, your money, and your resources. Once again, hiring is an investment of your time, energy, money, and resources. So if you're really uncertain of how to go about hiring, you feel maybe you don't have the skills to do this, get some help, get some support. And another tip is you always want to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Okay, those are just little tips I needed to sneak in there. All right, now we're going to go into step two. Create a screening process. So to give you an idea of the rigorous process we go through for hiring, there are about seven in-depth screening tips that have many sub-steps that I go through in the leadership blueprint that a candidate must pass prior to us extending a job offer to our chosen candidate. All right. Just kind of briefly, it includes two assessments and three phases they have to go through prior to even getting an interview. One of my favorite screening tools that we have is the initial video. This is where we ask the candidate to tell a bit about themselves and why they're interested in the position. This initial video reveals a lot about the candidate before ever connecting with them. So I'm going to give you a few items that you want to have in your hiring process. They are steps for potential candidates to go through, where you will advertise or post the position, your specific interview steps. So the steps for potential candidates to go through, those are certain steps that you want them to go through even before they have entered your world. Certain steps like following directions such as email subject, a specific email subject you want them to have, a specific place where you want them to email their resume, what format you want their resume to be in, things like that that you want to have in the job posting, because those are big tips to show you if these people are following directions or not. All right, so just backtracking there again, I'll rephrase that or re-say it. So one step is have steps for potential candidates to go through. Number two, where will you advertise or post the position? Three, what are your interview steps going to be? And four, interview questions. That's all part of your screening process. Step three, determine the role. This includes the position title, whether you're going to hire an employee or have a contractor, and you really have to take a look at which best fits your needs, a contractor or an employee. And before you decide, be clear on the differences, and if it's even possible to hire a contractor in your state for the role that you're desiring to fill. Step 4, detailed job description. You want to clearly line out and define your ideal candidate for the position. In your hiring vision, you're going to define what role you're hiring for. What are the qualities your ideal candidate possesses? Once again, for this, go back to your values that you designed. Also ask yourself, what skills do you need your ideal candidate to have? And how many hours a week do you want them? Step 5, clear expectations for the role, or KPIs. In each position you hire for, it is also important to have KPIs for each role. Well, you might ask yourself, what in the world are KPIs? Good question. KPIs are key performance indicators, which measure and track data over time and reveal areas for growth or improvement. Inside the Leadership Blueprint, I provide you with KPI examples for various positions you might hire for inside your firm. An example for a KPI for a bookkeeper within your firm might be provides excellent customer service to the clients, polite, professional, responds to client inquiries within 24 business hours. An example for a KPI for an administrative assistant might be a first ask resolution. They complete tasks or projects they have been asked to do and take ownership of them the first time you have asked without a second request or any reminders. Step 6. Determine the kind of boss that you're going to be. This is really important, and you've got to be real and be honest with yourself. Some examples of what I'm talking about is, what are your expectations going to be of when work gets done? Do you have set hours of day that you want them to work? If they're going to be part-time, do you still want them to clock in every day, or are you going to let them work certain hours on certain days, or is it going to be daily? These are the kind of things you kind of want to think through and what your ideal is. What is going to be your boss brand? Are you going to be stiff, flexible, rigid? What are your expectations going to be? Step 7, action. Start the process that you lined out. Closing thoughts. Remember that skills are trainable, but someone's ethics and values, those are typically not adjustable. So you want to place a priority on somebody's character. Remember, when you are hiring, you're not just hiring a robot to check off tasks. You ideally want to find someone who will be a cultural fit and an integral part of your firm. You're not just simply filling a position. You want to find the absolute best fit for your organization. Mark Benioff said, "The secret to a successful hire is this: look for the people who want to change the world." The secret to a successful hire is this: look for the people who want to change the world. So think about how you want to change the world. Until next time, continue to embrace ambition.
Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Shu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout. And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.